Good morning, 7:38 here on the Mighty 690. And it is time, once again, as we do every month, to talk with Lois Hendricks of the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Lois. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming in.
Well, happy spring, everyone. Lots of things are happening at the Coffeyville Public Library this month. We welcome our new children's librarian, Matt Gibson. He's the former children's librarian in Cherryville. Matt will begin Monday, April the 10th. Come in and meet him, as he has lots of new ideas for the children's library. Miss Lois, that's me, will continue to have the Wednesday at 10 o'clock story time and crafts. Miss Bethany will now be the teen and young adult librarian. Whoops. We will be closed tomorrow, Friday, April 7th, and Saturday, April 8th for Easter. And we now have a notary available at the library. Cost is $5 per document, and our collection of books written in Spanish is growing. Come see the selection. Our book display this month is books of poetry, since April is Poetry Month. And we have seeds available for you gardeners. 5 packs per person, and they're free. Every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, Miss Lois will have story time and crafts for toddlers and preschool children. This month we are learning about growing plants from seed, and each child will have a plant to take home by the end of the month. Teen crafts, Wednesday, April the 19th, Miss Bethany will have a teen craft at 5 o'clock in the community room. Wednesday, April the 26th, will be a teen game tournament. Come play Super Smash Brothers at 5 o'clock in the teen room. And our book sale will be April 20th, 21st, and 22nd in the community room. This is going to be a sack sale, and prices are going to be great.
Oh, I'll be there. I love book
yes.
sales.
And today's book review is Reese Witherspoon's book, Whiskey in a Teacup. This is the audio book CD format that I have with me today, but we have the book as well. And I'm learning to love the CD audio format.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read the back of this real quick. My grandmother, this is Reese Witherspoon speaking. My grandmother, Dorothea, always said that it was a combination of beauty and strength that made Southern women whiskey in a teacup. We may be delicate and ornamental on the outside, she said, but inside we're strong and fiery. My Southern heritage informs my whole life, and speaking the gospel of Southern living has become sort of an obsession of mine. I bring the South everywhere I go with bluegrass, big holiday parties, and plenty of Dorothea's fried chicken. It's reflected in how I entertain, decorate my home, and make the holidays special for my kids, not to mention how I talk, dance, and do my hair. You will learn my fail-proof, only slightly insane, hot roller technique. Ooh. I love sharing Dorothea's most delicious recipes as well as my favorite Southern traditions, from midnight barn parties to backyard bridal showers, from magical Christmas mornings to rollicking honky-tonks. I hope you'll see how easy it is for you to bring a little bit of South to your home, no matter where you live. After all, there's a Southern side to every place in the world, right?
That's right. That's great. Well, and those audiobooks are a wonderful way to pass the time on a long road trip or something.
Right.
You can really get some enjoyment out of that.
Right. And it's her voice narrating the book.
I love it.
Let me take a sip of my...
Yes, absolutely. No, that's definitely a
special water.
A special water. You got to have that.
Whiskey in a teacup.
That's right.
Since April is Poetry Month, I brought a book by Cynthia Ross. And I know this woman. I used to belong to the Kansas Authors Club for many years, and she is still a member. And she's written this book of poems, Ride a Stick Horse. And I selected 2 of them. They're just real short, but it's about her childhood. And here's she has pictures of herself and her sisters, and I thought I'd read this. We were two little girls, just 8 and 9, wearing dresses to play. Grandpa bought an old battered panel truck. It became our hidey hole. Sitting behind the steering wheel, driving to and fro, name any place you want to go. On that day, it was a caravan moving across the desert sand. Dodge that camel if you can. Karen is Madame Cure-All, while on a bed Cindy reclines. Heal her fast before dinner time. In our panel truck, we came anything we want in that land of make-believe. Remember those days when you had make-believe?
Oh, yes.
And then here's one short one. It's called Smile. One smile can change a life. More smiles can change a town. Enough smiles can change a nation. If we all smile, we can change the world. So that's from Cynthia Ross. And let's see here. Oh, yes, check out our Facebook page every day to see what's happening at the Coffeyville Public Library. And the quote from Rex today is, "Please come to the book sale. I'm tired of moving the boxes around." So that's it for this month. Drive safe, stay safe, and as always, be kind to everyone. And oh yes, I won't be on the radio next month in May. I'm going to see my daughter in Arizona. And Rachel, our director, will have plenty of news for you. So see you in June.
Okay, well, very good. And enjoy your trip out west. I know I'm going to be a little envious of you going out there. So that's going to be a fun time.
Yes.
All right. Well, Lois, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure to see you here in the studio. And, of course, a couple times a month at least at the library.
Yes. All right. Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot more coming up. We are going to be chatting with Charlotte Brown from the housing department there at 810. We also have a news coming up, of course, so keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.